This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that India is the world's fastest growing major economy and is soon set to become the third largest globally. Speaking at a forum hosted by a private media house in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted that India stands as a beacon of hope for the world with its resilience and strength. He said inflation is low, interests are less, and forex reserves are also strong.
एक्सपर्ट कह रहे हैं कि दुनिया की ग्रोथ में भारत का कंट्रीब्यूशन बहुत जल्द करीब 20% होने जा रहा है। ये ग्रोथ, ये रेजिलियंस जो हम भारत की इकोनॉमी में देख रहे हैं, इसके पीछे बीते एक दशक में भारत में आई मैक्रो इकोनॉमिक स्टेबिलिटी है।
The Prime Minister asserted that India today is in a position to help lift the world out of slow growth guided by the mantra of reform, perform, transform. He added that every month lakhs of domestic investors are investing thousands of crores of rupees in the market through SIP. Mr. Modi also highlighted that work is being done on Made in India 6G. Saying that semiconductor-related factories have started coming up in India, he announced that by the end of this year, the first Made in India chip will come in the market. He expressed happiness that in the last 11 years, more than 60 space missions have been completed. Prime Minister Modi stated that there are many missions lined up, and this year, India has also achieved the capability of space docking. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate a two-day All India Speakers Conference today at the Delhi Assembly in the national capital. The conference is being organised to commemorate the centenary year of Vitthalbhai Patel assuming the office of Speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly as the first elected Speaker in the country. Speakers of 29 state assemblies and chairmen and vice chairmen of legislative councils in 6 states will attend the conference. Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijendra Gupta informed that an exhibition, a special documentary and a commemorative postage stamp will be launched based on Vitthalbhai Patel's life, parliamentary contribution and role in the freedom struggle. The Department of Posts under the Ministry of Communications has decided to temporarily suspend all postal services to the US from tomorrow. The decision came following an executive order by the US government under which the duty-free exemption for goods valued up to $800 will be withdrawn with effect from the 29th of this month. Ministry of Communications said all international postal items destined for the US, regardless of their value, shall be subject to customs duties as per the country-specific International Emergency Economic Power Act tariff framework. Meanwhile, multiple postal services in Europe have also announced a suspension of shipments to the United States. Germany, Denmark, Sweden, and Italy have halted most package deliveries effective immediately, with France and Austria to follow tomorrow and the UK on Tuesday. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sichiveni Rambuka, is on a three-day visit to India starting today. He will be accompanied by his spouse, Sulueti Rambuka. The delegation will include Ministry of Health and Medical Services, Ratu Antonio Lalabalavu and senior officials. External Affairs Ministry informed that it will be the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rambuka in his present capacity. During his visit, Mr. Rambuka is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. Indian naval ship Kadmat has successfully completed a three-day port call at Surabaya in Indonesia. Ministry of Defence stated that the port call reinforces long-standing maritime partnership between India and Indonesia under the shared vision of partnership across sea. The participation of indigenously built anti-submarine warfare corvette reaffirms Navy's role as the preferred security partner in the region. During the visit, several professional and cultural engagements were conducted to enhance maritime cooperation and mutual understanding. India bagged 2 more gold medals at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan, bringing their gold count to 22. And that is the end of this news bulletin.